This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Those brutal storms that have been moving across the southern and central U.S. have now killed at least 18 people.
At least 18 people were killed and hundreds more injured when powerful storms left a wide trail of destruction across Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Arkansas resident Justin Hurst tells KATV his home in Marion County was destroyed.
We felt it hit the house and just felt it started sucking air up through the walls and the windows. Heard the roof go.
At a news conference carried Sunday by WFAA, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said those affected by the storm need the prayers of everyone in the state.
The hopes and dreams of Texas families and small businesses have literally been crushed by storm after storm.
Even in Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear has declared a state of emergency, saying there were multiple reports of wind damage and tornadoes. I'm Donna Warder.
Another report of a plane hitting turbulence. The AP's Rika Ann Garcia on Sunday's incident.
Around 12 people were injured when a Qatar Airways plane flying from Doha to Dublin hit turbulence, according to airport authorities. Most of the injured were hospitalized. Dublin Airport said in a statement that flight QR017 landed safely as scheduled. Upon landing, the aircraft was met by emergency services. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
A Papua New Guinea government official has told the UN that more than 2,000 people are believed to have been buried alive by last week's landslide. They're asking for help. Israel says it hit a Hamas installation. Palestinian health workers say Israeli attacks killed at least 35 people on Sunday in the city of Rafah in Gaza. This is AP News. And now, the entertainment update. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
A New Mexico judge has rejected actor Alec Baldwin's request to dismiss an involuntary manslaughter charge against him in the shooting death of a cinematographer on the set of the movie Rust in 2021. Friday's decision paves the way for Baldwin's trial to start in July.
I'm a doll, but I still want to party.
Musician Nicki Minaj will reschedule Saturday's concert in Manchester, England after she missed it over an arrest in the Netherlands. Minaj said on social media, police in the Amsterdam airport told her they found marijuana in her bag as she was boarding a plane for Manchester. Police confirmed they fined and released a 41-year-old woman for drugs. The Walt Disney Company says songwriter Richard M. Sherman has died at the age of 95. Sherman and his brother Robert won 2 Oscars for writing the music for Mary Poppins. They also wrote music for The Jungle Book and Winnie the Pooh. I'm Archie Zarletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.